With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Thomas Welter counsels people with behavioral health issues, and he's been doing it for 35 years, he says. He also says watching how law enforcement officers sometimes deal with that population has depressed him. So he decided to follow up on an idea to improve relations. He asked to observe and learn about training at the state's Law Enforcement Academy with a specific mission in mind.
I want to change the way the cops look at their interactions with people who have mental health issues. And hopefully then that'll spread out to everybody else who doesn't have mental health issues. But since 20% of the population do, we need to take those kinds of things into consideration.
According to New Mexico's Department of Health, 9.8% of adults reported facing depression, the most common mental disorder in 2016. 9.8% compares with 6.7% nationally. For decades, Welter's been happy to help turn his clients around to being productive members of society, he says. But now he wants to expand his influence with trainers at the New Mexico Law Enforcement Academy.
I was able to volunteer for a week, and I was encouraged by those connections to rewrite the curriculum and write it the way that I wanted to do it. And so I'm teaming up with the new police chief of Española, New Mexico, Luis Carlos, and we're going to teach this class that we've both worked on. And I'm going to narrate the mental health issues, plus I'm going to be talking about leadership qualities with the police.
Welter says most law enforcement officers are alpha male, so training will include a look into that personality type, as well as other aspects of training that specifically includes how to deal with individuals with mental illness. More on that tomorrow. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.